नतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनवीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं ददाति सोपदान्ति। मन्देऽं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथनीतं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सगणललिता श्रीविशाखानिता। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पति गोपीशो गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुवेश कृपा सगणललिता श्रीविशाखानिता। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पति गोपीशो गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुवेश कृपा सिन्धुवैव पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरतुजे। यद्वैतं ब्रह्मपनिषदि तदप्यस्यतनुभा जगात्मान्तर्ज्यामि पुरुष अस्यांशो विभव षडीश्वर्यपूर्ण भगवान् स्वयमयम् न चैतन्यात् कृष्ण जगति परतत्त्वं परमिह। राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति शक्तिरस्मा देकात्मनापि भुवि पुर देहभेदं गतौ तौ चैतनाख्यं प्रकटमस्तु तद्वयं चैक्यमाप्तं राधाभावद्वैति सुवरि नमामि कृष्णस्वरूपम्। चिरादगतं निजगुप्तभीतं स्वप्रेम नामामृतमत्युदारो आपामरं जो विततार गौरकृष्णजने स्तवं प्रपद्ये। गौरो सच्चरितामृतामृतनिधि गौरं सदैव सुवे गौरेण पतितं रहस्यवदन् गौराय सर्वं ददे गौरादस्ति कृपाळुरत्रो न परो गौरस्य मृत्यो अभवम्। गौरे गौरवमाचरामि भगवन् गौरप्रभो रक्ष माम्। माधुर्यै मधुरी सुगन्धिवदन स्वर्णाम्बुजानङ्गनम् कारुण्यामृतनिर्झरैरुपचित सत्प्रेमहेमाचल वक्ताम्बोधरधरणी विजयिनी निष्कम्प सम्पावळी देवो न कुलदैवतं विजयतां चैतन्य कृष्ण हरि। आजानुलम्बित भुजं कनकावदातौ संकीर्तनैकपि कमलायताख्यौ विश्वम्बरुदिज युगधर्मपालौ नन्दे जगत्प्रियकर करुणावतारौ अनार्पितरिञ्चिन करुणयावधिन्न खलौ समार्पयितमुन्नतजलरसां स्वभक्तिश्रियम्। हरिप्रकसुन्दरदिति कदम्बसन्दीपित सदा हृदयकन्दरे सुरतु न शचिनन्दन। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतो गदा श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द श्री বিগ্রহায় হেমাব দিব্য ছবি সুন্দর তসমী মা প্রেম রস প্রদায় চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় নমো নমস্তে চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় নমো নমস্তে চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় নমো নমস্তে কলি যুগ ধর্ম এতদর্থে অবতীর্ণ শ্রী সচিনন্দন এতদর্থে অবতীর্ণ এই কহে ভাগবতে সর্বতত্ত্ব সার এই কীর্তন নিমিত গৌর চন্দ্র অবতার কীর্তন নিমিত গৌর চন্দ্র অবতার কলি যুগে সর্বধর্ম হরি সংকীর্তন কলি যুগে সর্বধর্ম হরি সংকীর্তন সব প্রকাশিলেন চৈতন্য নারায়ণ সর্ব প্রকাশিলেন চৈতন্য নারায়ণ কলি যুগে সংকীর্তন ধর্ম পালিবারে অবতীর্ণ হইলা প্রভু সর্বোপরি করে অবতীর্ণ হইলা প্রভু সর্বোপরি করে যুগ ধর্ম প্রবর্তাম নাম সংকীর্তন যুগ চারি ভাব ভক্তি দিয়া নাচাম ভুবন চারি ভাব ভক্তি দিয়া নাচাম ভুবন আপনি করিমু ভক্ত ভাব অঙ্গীকারে আপনি আপনি আচরি ভক্তি শিখামু সবারে আপনি আচরি ভক্তি শিখামু সবারে আপনি না কইলে ধর্ম শিখানো না যায় আপনি এই তো সিদ্ধান্ত গীতা ভাগবতে গায়ে এই তো যুগ ধর্ম প্রবর্তন হই অংশ হইতে মামিনা অন্য নারে ব্রজ প্রেম দিতে আমিনা অন্য নারে ব্রজ
টুমার মর্নিং এগেইন আই উইল স্পিক নেক্সট মর্নিং অলসো আই উইল স্পিক So many. So, when we speak of the advent of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we should understand what is the cause of the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There are two types of causes. One is external cause, another is internal cause. The external cause is Nam Prem Prachar, Yuga Dharma Prachar. Do you follow me? Huh? My language? Huh? Yes, try to understand. Nam Prem Prachar, Yuga Dharma Prachar. Kali Yuga Dharma Hoy, Hari Sankirtana. Huh? Kali Yuga Dharma Hoy, Hari Sankirtana. Edadarthyavatinasisachinandana. Do you understand? Kali Yuga Dharma, Yuga Dharma is Hari Sankirtana. For this purpose, to fulfill this purpose, Sachinandan appears. Ekohe Bhagavate, Sarvatattva Sar, Kirtana Nimitta, Gaurachandra Avatar. Do you understand? Sankirtane ka janakau. He is the father of Sankirtana, Hari Sankirtana. He is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Kali Yuga Sarva Dharma Hari Sankirtan, Sava Prakashila Chaitanya Narayana. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Bhagavata. Kali Yuga Sankirtana Dharma Palivare Avatinna Haila Prabhu Sarva Parikari. With all his associates, paraphernalia, with dham, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears in Kali Yuga, special, this Kali Yuga, the special Kali Yuga, to fulfill this purpose, Yuga Dharma, Nam Prem Prachar. Do you understand? And Premadana is chief result of this Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, is Krishna Prema. To have Krishna, achieve Krishna Prema and get Krishna. So he is offering that, distributing that Krishna Prema freely, indiscriminately. Apamara Vitatara. Brahmara Dullava Prema Savakare Vachache. Patita Pamara Nahi Vachache. Even it is very difficult on the part of Brahma to get such prema, but Mahaprabhu gives it freely, indiscriminately. Even Patitas Pamaras, Jagai Madhais, most degraded, most sinful persons also get it. You understand? Therefore it is known as Prema Purushottama, Sachinandana Gauranga. So 5,000 years ago, Krishna came in his own swarup and in his Kurukshetra Leela, he gave his message, form of Bhagavad Gita, through Arjuna to whole mankind. And he gave there most confidential instruction. His most confidential instruction is Manvana Bhava Madhvakta Madhyadi Man Namaskar Sarvadharman Paritijyamami Kaun Saranam Raja. That is his most confidential instruction. The last thing, the latest instruction, concluding instruction is Sarvadharman Paritijyamami Kaun Saranam. Giving up all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. He only said this theoretically. He never thought this practically, how to surrender. So, after winding up his leela, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, he went to his own abode, Golok Vrindavan, and there he thinks, because Sridhar Sarvabhutanam is our only well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Therefore he is thinking there. I gave the most confidential, more confidential, most confident instruction through Arjuna to whole mankind. But after Dwapar Yuga, there is Kali Yuga, the most sinful age. The consciousness of the people are most polluted consciousness due to increase of sinful activities. All are engaged in sinful activities. They cannot understand what I said, this tattva. Sanagati tattva, they cannot understand it. And I have only said, theoretically, I have not demonstrated it practically, how to surrender? Then I have to go again. So he came again as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That is the purpose. That is the reason why he comes. Yuga dharma pravartam nama sankirtana chari bhava bhakti dhyanatam bhuvana. I'll go and preach this yuga dharma nam sankirtan, and I'll give four bhava bhakti, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. Santa is discarded in Mahaprabhu's line, and will make the whole world dance with that bhava bhakti. Apani karimo bhakto bhava angikare, apani achari bhakti sikhamu sabar. I'll assume, I'll accept bhakta bhava, the mood of bhakta, and I'll teach bhakti. Unless I do myself, I cannot teach. Apani na kaile dharma sikhana na jay. Ehi to siddhanta gita bhagavate koy. If I want to practice this bhakti, saranagati, in my own life, I cannot teach. It cannot be taught also. So, his mood is bhakta-bhava, the mood of a bhakta. So, this is purpose and this is external cause, bahiranga-kāraṇa. You understand? And there is antaranga-kāraṇa, internal cause. He has. External cause is for others. It is for the people of Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga Jiva. Therefore it is bahiranga, external. Antaranga is meant for himself. Is himself. The two causes are there. Another is there, that calling of the Adityacharya. I'll speak about this next morning. That is also one of the causes, do you understand? But most internal cause is three causes, three desires to fulfill. Radhaya pranayama ima kidrusova naiva svadhyo hena dhuta madhurima kidrusova madhiya. Sokhyanchasya madhunubhavata kidrusam veti lohat tadvaradhya samajani sachigarva sindhu harindu. Swarupdandar Goswami has said this thing, and Rupa Goswami has mentioned in Lalita Madhava. This quotation is there. Three types of desires. Do you understand? Unfulfilled desires with Krishna. These desires are not fulfilled in Krishna Leela. They remain unfulfilled. What is Radhaya Pranayama Kidrusa? What is Radharani's love? Svadhyo Henadbhuta Madhurima Kidrusa Va Madhiyo. What is my Rupa Madhuri? Excellent, excellent beauty. My beauty. That Radharani releases. What is my beauty? Excellent beauty. You understand? And how can I release it? The second desire. Third, sokhyanta syamadana bhavata kidrusam. What type of happiness and pleasure Radharani derives by releasing my beauty? And what is that? How I can release it? These three desires. In other words, beti lobhat, three types of greed developed, is called greed. Lobha means greed, developed in Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, sachigarbhau sindhu harindu. To fulfill these three desires, fulfill the three types of greed, he appeared from the womb of Sachi Mata, that is Gaur Avatar. Do you understand? So here this word is very, very significant. the lobha, the greed. You understand? This word greed, lobha, Sanskrit says lobha, is very, very significant. The Lord has greed, isn't it? It's quite natural. We have greed. We are greedy persons, material greed, isn't it? This material greed, of the material world greed is condemned. It's considered as one of the enemies. Do you understand? It's one of the enemies. In 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 16:21st verse, you'll find Lord Krishna has said, Trividham narakasya idam dvarunasanam atmanah kama krodha tatha lobha etatrem tejet. Lord Krishna says, give up these three, kama krodha lobha, lust, anger and greed. Do you understand? If you will be influenced or affected by these three, lust, anger and greed, you will open your door towards hell. Do you understand? So give up these things. So this lobha is very bad. Do you understand? And those who are greedy persons, materially greedy, they suffer. Definitely. One very small story is there. A greedy boy was there. Do you understand? And in his house, his mother had put some nice berries in an earthen pot, like water pot. Do you understand? That has a very narrow mouth. Do you understand? Narrow opening. The boy developed greed to get some berries. So he put his hand into that earthen pot and got a very handful of berries out of greed. But when he was trying to get out, do you understand? His hand from it couldn't, because narrow mouth. So there was some pain. He was just pushing it out, but his hand couldn't got out. And out of greed he has got a big handful of berries. So he was crying. You understand? This is suffering out of greed. And he is not prepared to get some berries out also, because he's so greedy. Though he's suffering, still he is not allowing any berries get out of it. You understand? This is a story. So you can understand how the consequence of the greed is suffering. Therefore Gita says, Bhagavan Krishna says, give up this greed. But this greed can be utilized in Krishna's service. You understand? And this word greed, lobha, very ancient word, it's not modern word. The seed of this greed also is there in Bhagavan and in Bhakta also. You understand me? So, in respect of Bhagavad Bhakta, the devotee of the Lord, we say, lobha sadhu sangye harikatha. How can you utilize this greed? Develop this greed to have more and more sadhu sangha, association sadhu, and hear more and more Krishna katha. Develop this greed. One should not give up this greed. This is very nice greed. The spiritual greed, transcendental greed. Do you understand? One should develop this greed. Do you understand? This greed should be developed more and more. The more you develop, the more you get spiritual releasement and spiritual advancement. Do you understand? One is not greedy, he cannot make advancement in the spiritual path, in this respect. But material greed should be given up, the spiritual grades will be developed. Again, it is said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyanam jadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulangapi mulyam ekalam. Laula means loha, greed. That means, from this verse you can understand how the seed of greed is there. Purpose is, if you have such greed, that means spiritual greed, you can achieve Krishna bhakti rasa, mela of Krishna bhakti. Otherwise you cannot have it. If you are devoid of this greed, sadhu sangye harikatha, one should develop this greed of having more and more sadhu sangha and hearing more and more harikirtan, harikatha, then you will make advancement in bhajan sadhana. But this materialistic people, they don't know the use of this greed, they abuse it, utilizing it for material enjoyment, material possessions, and they suffer thereby. So, when you speak about the advent of Satchinandana Gaura Hari, the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this greed is there. Do you understand? Lobha. I explained first. Three desires and three types of greed. Krishna developed three types of greed that couldn't be fulfilled in Krishna Leela. Therefore Gaura Avatar. Do you understand? Gaura Leela, those three types of greed are fulfilled. This is very wonderful. Using this word greed, have anybody used such word previously? Nobody has used such word previously. Sarvadandra Goswami has used it. Therefore, Brother Radhanandana Krishna became Satinandana Gaura Hari because of the development of this greed. Do you follow me? One who is Purna Brahma, one who has no deficit, no wanting anything, still he develops greed. Wonderful. Wonderful. He has no deficit. He is Purna Brahma. He is self-satisfied. There's no want, he doesn't want anything. No lacking is there. Why such greed? Wonderful. Such wonderful. Do you understand? One should understand its mystery, sattva behind it. Who is aptokama atmarama? Who is rasaswarupa purna brahma? Who is paramanandamoy, supremely blissful, sachidanandamoy? He develops greed. What type of greed? For? To get what? Very wonderful. Very wonderful. Do you understand? So you can understand now how the seed of greed is also there in the Supreme Lord. But to speak of ours, is also in the Supreme Lord. And this greed, the seed of this greed gradually develops. This gradual development is there and culmination is there in Gauranga Swarup. So I'll give you example. Vaikunthadhipati Vishnu, he develops some greed. He develops this desire of fighting. You understand? He cherishes such desire that I will fight. You understand? When is Bhagavan, six types of opulences are there completely. Do you understand? So one of the opulences is what? Strength, bala. Do you understand? Aparisima, incomparable strength is there. Therefore it is quite natural to develop such desire that I'll fight and fulfill that desire, that greed. And whenever Bhagavan wants to fulfill some desire, his internal energy, potency, creates such atmosphere. You understand? So when this desire develops in Vaikuntha Adhipati Narayana, that I'll fight, then internal potency, Yogamaya, created the circumstances. Do you understand? And then another point is there, when this question of fighting is there, the opponent should be equally strong, otherwise one cannot get pleasure in fighting. Now who is there? With whom Lord will fight? So, then the question of joy, vijay came. The two doorkeepers, very strong. So by the desire or will of the Supreme Lord, Yogamaya made those two doorkeepers cursed by four Kumaras. You understand? They were cursed. This Yogamaya did it to fulfill the desire of the Vaikuntha Adhipati Narayana. Three lights, they became demons here. First is Hiranyakya Hiranyakasipu, second is Ravana Kumbhakarna, third is Sisupala Dantavakra. And three incarnations are there. You understand? Four incarnations. And Lord Vishnu Narayana fought with them and got pleasure in fighting. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is lobha. Then the greed of Nrisimhadev. This is greed of Narayana Vishnu. And then I will speak about greed of Nrisimhadev. Do you understand? Nrisimhadev has two types of forms. One is ugra, anugra. Very fearful form. Another is very peaceful form. Two types of form. Do you understand? After killing Hiranyakasipu, Nrisimhadev is very, very fearful. Do you understand? Extremely fearful form. And he was dancing. He's doing Tandava Nritya, like Shiva's Tandava Nritya at the time of annihilation. You understand? Nritya means dancing. Tandava Nritya. Tandava dance. Whole world is trembling, seeing such dancing and anger, fearful form of Nrisimhadev. All the demigods are offering prayers to pacify me, but it was all null and void. Nobody could pacify me. Who could do so? Then they requested Bhakta Prahlad, you please go and calm down the anger of Nrisimhadev. So Prahlad Maharaj is a very dear devotee of the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj went there and offered prayer. Nrisimhadev calmed down. Then his form is peaceful form. Then Nrisimhadev put Prahlad on his lap. Do you understand? His dear devotee, Prahlad, like dear son, he put on his lap. At that time, the Vatsalya Prema develops. Do you understand me, Vatsalya Prema? Parental love or filial love and affection develops in Nrisimhadev. Do you understand? So, it is reciprocal. Both father and son release this rasa mellow. Do you understand? father releases as well as son also releases by sitting on the lap of the father. Do you understand? But the releasing of this mellow of the son is greater than that of father. Understand this thing. So that greed. How can I sit on the lap of my father and where is that rasa? This incarnation my father is a stone pillar. I cannot have it. So he developed that greed. Do you understand? This is question of greed. So after that, all the incarnations of the Lord came accepting father and mother. All the incarnations after missing that came accepting father and mother to fulfill that greed. Do you understand? Then the greed of Lord Ram. Do you understand? Very nice topic, you see. If you can transcribe it, write an article, then we should publish it in BTG. Do it. Do you understand? Transcribe nicely. Nobody has said like this. Have you heard ever anything like this? Of this greed, the greed of the Lord. You understand? Greed of the Lord. And how accordingly, by development of greed, different incarnations come. That is what we say. And culmination is Gauranga Avatar, last. So this is greed of Lord Ram. Vibhishana Sugriva, they are friends of Lord Ram. You understand? The friends of Lord Ram, that means Sakya Rasa is there in Rama Avatar. Huh? But there are two types of Sakya Rasa, friendship. Samram Sakya, Vishrama Sakya. You understand? Samram means with awe and reverence. That's Samram Sakya. Friendship, you understand? Friendly relationship or mellow. With awe and reverence, and another type is Vishrambha, that is without awe and reverence, equal. You understand? So, the Sakya Rasa in Rama Avatar is the Sambhrama Sakya, with awe and reverence. There is no question of Vishrama Sakya, equality. You understand? In Rama Avatar, his friends Sugriva and Vibhishana cannot climb up to the shoulder of Lord Ram. They cannot snatch away the food from the mouth of Lord Ram. Do you understand? But to speak of climbing onto the shoulder of Lord Ram, even they are afraid of if their leg can touch Lord Ram's body. Isn't they're afraid? Then it will be offensive. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Yeah? This is Sambhrama Sakya. That means Sakya friendship with awe and reverence. But Vishrama Sakya is not like that. In Vishrama Sakya, there is such love and affection that the friends think themselves equal with the Lord. Equal with the Lord. There is no question of honor and reverence. If your own leg will touch your own body, is there any agitation? There is no agitation at all, because his own leg touches your own body. Not the leg of different person. If different person is very cautious, if he comes here, very cautiously moves, if my leg will touch, then it will be offensive. Do you understand me? But in Krishna Leela, you will find this Vishrama Sakya. The cowherd boys climb up to the shoulder of the Krishna. And they snatch away the food from the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna snatches away the food from the mouth of the cowherd boys. As if equal. Do you understand? The legs of the cowherd boys touch the body of Krishna, and there is no education in Krishna, because as if it is his own leg. Do you understand me? As if his own leg. Because Priyasya Sakha is very dear, therefore there is equality and abhinna, non-different. Do you understand me? But in Ram avatar, this Sakya Ras is not realist. Therefore Lord Ram develops greed for it. Do you understand me? Lord Ram develops greed for it. How can I release it? Then it was fulfilled in Krishna avatar. Then Krishna avatar. Do you understand me? Another rasa is there, is conjugal mela, madhurya rasa. In Ram avatar, Ram is marjada purushottama, very strictly follows Vedic rules, regulations, never transgresses at all. Ekapatni dhara, he accepts only one wife, not more than one wife. Do you understand? Very strictly follows his marjada purushottama. Yeah? So madhur ras, the conjugal mellow in Ram Leela is there, but it is not realist. So well, the essence of the mellow is not realist there. Do you understand? In his jyasa, the essence of that mellow is not realist. Because when there is question of viraha and milan, union and separation between lover and beloved, the essence of that conjugal rasa is realist. Do you understand? In highest degree, realist meant is in highest degree realist. Do you understand me? You will also find in Ram Leela there is union and separation of Ram and Sita. Do you understand me? Then Ravan kidnapped Sita, took her so that there is separation. And also in Ajodhya, Ram banished Sita. Do you understand? To give pleasure and happiness to his citizens. He banished Sita. There is also separation. But this type of separation is not. There is no variegatedness, vichitrata. And it is not natural.